Warner Independent Pictures, a Time Warner company. Criminal. A guy silhouetted against daylight in a car park behind him smokes a cigarette. He blows out smoke. A saloon drives by. The guy drops the cigarette, stubbing it out. He heads towards heavy studded doors and pulls one open, stepping in a casino. The guy stops and looks around, then fixes his gaze on a waitress and heads over to her. Subtitles. Would you bring me a Coke, please? Of course, only a Coke. No, with ice. He goes to put a gambling chip on a table as a croupier picks up chips and some playing cards. The guy turns the chip around in his fingers. The waitress comes over. Here's your drink. Thank you. I don't have change. Don't tell me. Don't you have something smaller? No, that's all I have. Well, what am I going to do then? You're going to leave me broke. Take it. You're leaving me broke here, so quickly. Thank you very much. Wait, wait, I have change from the taxi. If it's no trouble, maybe it would be better. I'll give you this. 50 dollars, no. $50 and the $50 that I already gave you, that's $100. So if you give me $100, we'll be even. I give $100 to you. The $100 bill for the change. Okay, take it. A plump man in a suit's watching him as he makes his way to another waitress. The guy sits at a gaming table. He pays the waitress.
What the fuck are you trying to pull? I just need security here. Security, I need security. I already gave you your change. What are you trying to pull here? What the fuck are you trying to pull here? You're trying to rip me out.
Excuse me, ma'am, I'm a police officer. What's the problem here?
He's trying to rip me off.
No, I'm sorry. I was just trying to buy some cigarettes.
And you stand there. I'll get you in a minute. Now, ma'am, what is your name?
Dolores.
Yeah, LAPD advice. I got this, okay? Okay, Dolores, I need you to calm down and tell me exactly what happened here.
He asked me for a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a 50.
Okay.
And now he's saying that he gave me 100. He's just trying to rip me out.
Okay, is that true?
No, not true. I was just trying to buy some cigarettes. Then she started to shout at me. I don't know what's
really
going on here.
Because you know what? This all seems a little familiar to me. Maybe we should have a little talk with that waitress you bought the Coke from a minute ago. Should we do that? Officer, would you mind asking that waitress at the bar to come over, please? Now, what is your name? What's your name? Whoa. Get over here. Make it hard, huh? Relax. Calm down. Slow down.
He cuffs him.
All right. What's your problem, huh? Been doing some drugs? You high today? 9:30 in the morning and you're high. Dolores, are you okay?
I'm fine.
All right, you stay right here. I'm gonna need a statement from you in a minute. Let's go.
The besuited man ushers out the crook who has his hands behind his back.
Okay, I'll be right back.
The guy in cuffs hangs his head. A monitor, the heavy studded doors open and the two men come outside. The besuited guy looks over his shoulder as they make their way to his car.
Right here. Stand against the car.
He takes out keys from a pocket and uncuffs the dark-haired crook.
What's going on?
Just relax. All right, get in.
He pops open the hood.
I'm not a cop. Get in. I'll drop you off.
He puts something in the trunk.
Look, no tricks, all right? You want to learn what you were trying to do in there?
I never thought about it.
Well, you ought to start thinking about it.
You know what? I'm okay, man. Thanks.
Look, you don't even know what you don't know, unless it was part of your plan to get pinched and beaten for $45. Listen, they got security cameras on us right now. You want to ride or not?
Okay.
A busy urban street. The guy in the passenger seat looks out of a side window as the besuited man drives. He studies the driver, who's wearing sunglasses.
So you know what I do, right? I usually work with another guy, a partner, a Jew. He disappeared a week ago, no idea where he is, so I gotta find a new partner.
Why me?
I can't do what I do alone. You can only go so far by yourself. You know, you can survive, keep going, but if you want more than that, you gotta work with someone, and I got a lifestyle to support. Look, I don't want to be your friend, okay? I'll tell you that right off the bat. This is work. So if I ask you some personal questions, it's only because the more I know you, the more I can develop your role in the frame. You understand?
Yeah.
You speak good English?
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, so what's your name?
Rodrigo.
What?
Rodrigo.
No. No, we gotta Anglo you up a little. Brian.
Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
What's your name?
Richard. Richard Gaddis.
He takes out his phone and checks the display.
Is it up here?
Yeah.
Here. Oh. Nice color.
Yeah.
A grimy off-white building.
So how about this? You give me a couple hours, I'll show you some basic stuff, get you warmed up. If it works out, we'll kick it up a notch. You hate it, you walk. Huh? I hate you, you walk. Nobody gets hurt.
Rodrigo looks at the building, then puts on a seatbelt.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Richard drives along a wide roadway lined with trees and tall buildings.
Look. In my experience, people are more likely to give money to someone who looks like they already have money, okay? I walk up to you in the street all decked out, standing in front of this car, I got some kind of emergency. You know, under normal circumstances, I don't need anybody's help, right? And then there's you, looking like you, showing up with the same story. Who you think they're gonna give their money to?
In my neighborhood, you'd be dead.
Yeah, well, that's why we're not working your neighborhood. Ever been to Westwood?
No.
He presses a keypad.
Hello?
Rodrigo watches as Richard keys in a number, then waits.
Hello?
Richard shrugs.
Hello?
Hello? Gabby?
Sorry.
Who is it?
Oh, sorry, wrong apartment.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Rodrigo climbs steps to a doorway where Richard presses a keypad.
Grandma?
Yes? Who is it?
What, you don't recognize your favorite grandson?
Nicholas?
How are you?
Well, I can't believe it. It's been so long. When did you get to town?
Oh, I got in last night.
Are you all right? I hardly recognized your voice.
I know. I just got over something. But I'm not contagious. Don't worry.
You came to visit me?
Actually, you'll be mad. I'm with a friend, and we were visiting somebody nearby here, and my rental car broke down. Can you believe it?
The rental car?
Yeah, it's one of those new Cooper Minis. Have you seen those?
A what?
Oh, it's no bigger than your toaster. It's so cute. You'll love it. Guess what color it is? Guess.
Turquoise?
No, I wanted turquoise. They gave me a blue one. Cobalt, they call it. Anyway, the guy is coming to tow the car back to the rental place, and I don't have any money to give him because I left my wallet at the hotel.
How could you go out without your wallet?
I know. You know me. So stupid. I am so sorry. This is so embarrassing. But if you have just $100, it would be a huge help. And then I'll go back to the hotel and switch the car out, and I'll come right back with the money. It'll take 15 minutes. Okay? Are you there?
If Gerald ever found out about this, he would absolutely flip.
Oh, I don't think there's anything to be gained by telling Gerald.
Can't you come up for a minute?
I can't. I have to wait with the car because the towing guy. But listen, I'm with my friend, and if you could give him the money. His name is Brian. He's really nice. He's Spanish.
Oh, Mexico. Okay. I'm coming down.
Okay.
It's okay to leave it with your friend?
Oh, yeah. He's real nice. He's a friend of mine from school. Grandma, the tow truck is coming. I gotta go. I have to go.
Richard watches as the old lady opens a gate at the top of the steps and gives Rodrigo the money. Richard's listening to his mobile. The woman closes the gate.
Hey.
In a park.
They gave me 200.
Sweet.
And she said you should give this back to your mother.
He gives Richard a ring box.
Why don't you keep it? You got a girlfriend? Give it to her.
I told you, I'm not like a professional crook.
Whatever, you want the ring?
No, it's not that.
What is it?
You know, the old lady, man.
Oh, I see. Waitress in a casino, fine. Trusting old lady, never. Come on.
She told me I look like her nephew, the one who died of blood poisoning.
They're in the car.
Are we still talking about this?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It was weird, that's all.
So why don't you just go back and confess? I don't feel anything for them, okay? They're marks. And some of them are dumber than fucking pets.
They're walking along by a jewelry store.
You ever been to Beverly Hills?
No.
It's a great place to work.
They cross a road to a restaurant.
All right, so go in here, order a soy latte to go.
Okay.
Richard takes out cash and tears a corner.
Pay with this. Then come find me. All right?
Cool.
In the restaurant.
I need money.
Yeah, join the club.
No, but I need a lot of money. I need a lot of money now.
How much?
A lot.
How much?
70.
17?
No, 70. 70?
For what?
For my old man. He owes it.
Gambling?
Yeah.
How much do you have?
38.
Who does he owe it to?
This guy, this Russian guy.
If I were you, I'd get a new old man.
I gotta do something. They might kill him.
They probably will. Which is why you should stay out of it, okay? Look, I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm not a violent person. You know, I've never even seen a gun go off. That stuff at the casino with you, that was like choreography. I was totally in control of that. Don't get involved with these people. I'm telling you.
It's my dad. I gotta do something.
Personally, I don't get the whole family thing. It's like a big fucking circle, you know? It's like, you're like your dad, and he was like his dad. And I fought with my mother, so now I fight with my sister. It's boring. But you know what the biggest jerk off of all is? Beyond family, even, because you can't control your family, is jobs. I mean, this totally mystifies me. Can you believe people actually accept this? It's like you work all day, people tell you what to do all day long, you know, and then on top of taking shit all day, they can fire you.
Well, what did your father do?
He was an astronaut. Take off.
What?
Take off, say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Hey, can't believe I ran into you.
It's good to see you.
I'm in a big hurry. I gotta get going.
Have a good one, buddy.
Okay, I'll see you. Excuse me. Can I get my change, please?
What change, sir?
The change for the 100.
What 100?
I paid you 10 minutes ago with a $100 bill.
Sir, you didn't pay me.
Excuse me, Daniel, but maybe you got too many tables or something, but 10 minutes ago, I asked you if you could break 100, and you said yes.
Sir, I believe you're making a mistake.
Look, we're past the sir stage. I need to see the manager.
Sir, there's no reason to get the manager
I don't want
involved.
To talk to you anymore. You understand what I'm saying? I want to talk to the manager so I can get my change and leave.
Okay, you didn't pay, so don't shout.
I don't want to shout, but I'm late. Now, I want to see the manager. Go get your boss. Don't be stupid.
Excuse me, is there a problem here?
Yes, this gentleman says that he paid.
No, I did pay you.
Well, there seems to be some sort of confusion.
No, there's no confusion. I had a cup of coffee, I had $200 bills, and now I have one. Oh, here. The corner's missing. So the bill I paid with must be missing the corner. Can you check the register and see if there's a $100 bill with the corner missing, please?
Yes, could you come with me, please?
I'm not going anywhere. Get my change, please. I have to get out of here.
Outside.
I knew that trick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever try it?
No.
Why not?
It's too loud.
What?
You know, you have to make a whole scene.
That's the point. They're not interested in making a scene. That's the key, okay? The more offended you are, the less suspicious you look. You know, if things get sticky, you blame everybody else. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah, I just think it's too emotional, that's all.
This is private.
He's got his phone to his ear and steps away from Rodrigo.
Hey, so listen, I've been thinking about it. Go ahead and file it. Yeah. I gotta go. I got somebody here, I gotta go. All right.
He joins Rodrigo.
Who was that?
My lawyer.
Hey, so what's next?
I don't know. Maybe we should go our own ways. The Jew's gonna be coming back soon. He finds out I replaced him, I'll be pissed. The Jew gets jealous.
No, wait. Hey, tell me, what is it?
You're not into it. You're distracted or something. Maybe all this shit with your father, I don't know. You'll fuck something up.
What could I fuck up?
You think too much.
I think too much? But why is that bad?
You see what I'm saying?
Tell me, why?
You'll hesitate, okay? You'll blow a frame. I can't risk that. There'll be three for me. Three.
Look, I need the money. You know, I can't make what I need on my own.
Yeah, well, too bad. Listen, it's not about memorization. This is a choice, okay? And you're not ready for that. You think it's something to do for now. It's not some summer job, okay? You can get the Wilshire bus down here.
Rodrigo looks in the direction Richard points.
Can you get that purse in less than 2 minutes?
What purse?
That one.
Rodrigo points at a woman in high heels with a shoulder bag.
She has to voluntarily hand me her purse?
In 2 minutes.
No.
I can.
No, you can't.
I bet you the ring. Right?
Richard shakes his head as Rodrigo runs after the dark-haired woman, following her into a lobby. He sees her waiting at a lift door. Richard joins them and presses the lift call button.
Please.
They all step in the lift.
Which floor?
Four.
Sir, 10, please.
Richard takes off his tie and undoes his shirt collar. Rodrigo presses a button.
Oh, no. God. Oh, no. Brother. Oh, no. Is it an earthquake?
No, don't worry. Everything is okay.
Wait, relax.
Really, these things are very safe.
This is not good.
Please.
Relax.
Let's call somebody.
Please. I'm doing it, but this will take more than 20 minutes. I'm sure it's...
Me neither. I gotta make a delivery.
Okay.
What are you doing? Don't open the door.
Yeah, it's easy.
People, let's just calm down and wait for the authorities.
No, that takes...
You pushed the call?
I did.
No, you're being impatient.
Yeah, no.
No, listen. This is how people get hurt. Don't open the door. Wait, did you press push the call?
Yes, he did.
It won't take more than 2 minutes.
No, you're crazy.
Relax.
I'm not going out there.
This was easy.
Oh, no. Let's just stay here. Let you and I stay here.
I'm not going to wait here.
I'll help you. You can use the stairs. I'll help you.
That way?
I'll hold your purse.
Rodrigo's forced open the doors, climbed out, and holds out his hand for her bag.
Okay. There you go.
What do you need to do?
This is an easy jump.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Can you help us, sir?
Yeah. Here, let me.
Come on.
Oh,
careful. Okay. It's going to be...
That stuff in the elevator, you made that up?
Yep.
That was good. You have one thing money and practice can't buy. You look like a nice guy.
A fuel station.
What? You look like a nice guy, it's good.
A woman with two children's on her mobile, filling up her car with fuel. Richard drives up, blocking her in. He gets out. He's behind her car. She reverses.
Of course I could buy gas. I could also not buy it. Nobody would buy it if they didn't have to.
You wouldn't have got that woman out of the elevator, would you? You would just grabbed it and left her there.
What are you talking about?
I said I could get her purse. I never said I would steal it.
I never said you said that.
Richard sees Rodrigo staring.
What? Ah. Yeah. What's in there?
Rodrigo opens the ring box and puts it away, in a bar.
So here's my office. Hey.
Teddy called.
When?
This morning.
What'd you say?
That you're in the hospital.
What do you want, a Coke?
Yeah, sounds good.
Coke. Two Cokes.
They watch a game on TV.
Someone's looking for you?
Yeah, some cop.
A cop? Ready? A cop is looking for you?
Relax, will you? You see a SWAT team outside?
Rodrigo shakes sauce on a snack. The bartender goes to the phone.
Right. Hang on.
Richard holds up a forefinger and shakes his head.
Valerie.
He gives him the phone.
Fuck. Yeah. Why? Well, I can't. Because I can't. Because I'm in the middle of something. It'll take me an hour to get down there. No, it's all the way fucking downtown, Valerie. Forget it. That's your problem. Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, okay? I don't know who that is. All right, you want me to come? Yeah, I'll come. But I'm warning you. If this is some fucking ruse to get me to talk about... All right. Fine. Fine. All right. Bye. Come on.
Living? Who was that?
My sister.
What does she want?
I don't know. She says some guy I know collapsed in the lobby of the hotel where she works, had a heart attack or something. Hey, hey, no drinks in the car. Seriously, drink it or whatever.
Rodrigo lobs a can in a bin.
You got any brothers or sisters?
An older brother.
Where's he?
In Arizona.
What's he do?
He's gay.
That's his occupation? What's he do? He
sells furniture or something.
You don't talk to him?
Not that much.
How come?
He had a different father than me, okay?
Oops.
Oops what?
Oops, oops.
What about you? It's just you and your sister?
Why do you want to know?
Well, I just told you.
One sister, one brother, both younger.
What are they like?
My brother's great. Michael. Great kid, really bright.
What's your sister like?
What's my sister like? My sister likes giving me shit.
Rodrigo rests his head against the side window. Richard pulls up behind a car with an open trunk filled with suitcases. A guy gives him a ticket and they step away from the car.
Your sister works here?
Yeah.
In an ornate lobby, Brian looks up towards the ceiling and turns, then goes to stand by Richard, who watches a young woman with dark hair. She's on the phone. She sashays over in a silvery tailored suit and glances at Rodrigo.
Who's this?
Brian.
Hey, nice to meet you.
I called you.
He's working with me. What do you want? You want to show me what you have to show me, Valerie? Or do you want to make a scene in the lobby of your four-star hotel?
She turns and they follow her across the dimly lit lobby. In a lift.
Richard, this is where I work. I don't want you doing business here, and I don't want your associates doing business here.
I heard you before.
And why are your partners collapsing in the lobby of my hotel?
Who was it?
It's an old Spanish guy.
Yeah, that narrows it down a lot. Did he give you his name, Valerie?
Ochoa.
Ochoa's dead.
Well, Ochoa was creating a disturbance in the lobby of the hotel, trying to see a guest, a VIP, a VVIP. So I had him escorted out.
Yeah, see? My sister, the snitch.
While this friend of yours was being escorted out of my hotel, he fainted or something. He had a seizure. I don't need this, Richard. The house doctor's probably gonna call an ambulance.
What does this have to do with me?
He was screaming out your name. He recognized me, I guess. He begged me to call you, so I called you.
Yeah? And I'm supposed to...
Go in there, calm him down, make sure that he doesn't come back, and don't you come back either.
You called me!
I know! Do what you need to do, Richard, and go!
Richard pushes open a door and steps through.
All right, so let me get this straight. You came to the hotel asking for Hannigan, and when you couldn't get through, you got nervous because you thought you'd blown it, and then you collapsed. Right? So now you need someone to help you sell the goods today. Right? Yeah. So what made you think of me?
Because I saw your sister.
He takes out a printed $100 certificate.
Huh? Monroe silver certificate. Huh?
Uh-huh.
I copied it. It took me an entire year. I almost ruined my eyes.
Yeah, you copied it from what?
From a set of photographs taken by the Treasury Department. I have a partner in the inside. It's my son-in-law. He's the one who told me about the bill in the first place. He read a story about Hannigan's collection of antique currency. He went and pulled the file on it. See, he's a janitor, but he's smart. He came to me.
Yeah, so Ochoa, the forger, has a relative in the Treasury Department?
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a sting.
No, he's married to my daughter.
Yeah, how come you never told me about him before?
He's black. I didn't want to get into it with you.
Like he's gonna send it to a lab.
No. A lab test will take a week at least. He wouldn't have time for that. He'll be gone tomorrow.
How do you know?
Oh, how do I know?
A newspaper.
Look at this. He says that he's negotiating to buy a group of TV stations, but the seller is stalling the negotiations. This says that Hannigan operates as a resident of Monaco. That if he doesn't leave the country tomorrow, he'll be over the number of days that he can spend in the U.S. without paying tax on all of his business all over the world, and that could be tens of millions of dollars.
Okay, how much are you gonna ask?
Well, I don't know, double whatever he offers, but Richard, it's got to be done today.
Yes,
yes. Now, always, never.
Let go of me. Don't cough on me. You're confused, okay? Because if I leave now, all you get is a tube up your ass at the hospital.
Look, I can call somebody else.
Yeah, go ahead. Here, use my phone.
So how much you want?
90%.
That's crazy.
No, it really isn't.
Look, okay, 50-50.
90%.
Comes out and joins him.
So I gotta go meet the son-in-law and go to Ochoa's.
So you're doing it?
Of course I'm doing it. If I sell it, I get 90%.
This is fucking federal shit, man.
Yeah, and it's a six-figure score.
Okay. Listen, hold on a minute.
What?
I want in.
In where?
The deal. I need the cash, man. I want a part.
A part? What are you talking about?
But we're together for the day, right? Just a small percentage.
What, because I'm nice? Listen, this guy got me through my sister, huh? Who the fuck do you think you are? Look, the day just took a turn, my friend, okay?
Come on, I was there.
In the lobby, they watch Valerie talking with a gray-haired, besuited man. She joins her brother.
What are you doing up here?
Oh, I need to get my parking validated. Is that what's his name? Hannigan? That guy you're talking to?
Leave him alone, Richard.
Yeah, don't tell him you have a boyfriend. It'll cut your tips in half.
He heads off, raising a finger as a gesture for Rodrigo to wait.
Do you remember a song, an old R&B song from the 70s? It goes something like, yeah. Don't remember.
That's it. Let's go. I won't bother you again.
You have nothing else you want to say to me?
Oh, yeah. Talk to your lawyers.
It's your lawyers who are holding things up.
That's what they do.
And what about Michael?
This isn't about him.
It's all about him.
No. You sued me, and now it's going to play out the way it plays out. What do you want?
Richard, I want your lawyer to return.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, you know, I'm working here.
Yeah, she's got you all dressed up.
Yeah, it's not a bad job, though, really. And I'm just getting the swing of it, but tips are great.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I gotta get back to work. All right. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
All right.
Be good.
Yeah, good to see you.
He's dressed as a bellboy.
He's a great kid. I hope you're not fucking him up.
Could you please leave now?
Rodrigo gives her a wave.
Ciao.
On a bench outside a government building.
Treasury removed silver and gold certificates from circulation in 1934. They asked people to redeem them in exchange for cash. Most people did, but collectors didn't. Treasury kept a list of all the bills that was printed and all that was redeemed. And all but three of the bills countersigned by White are accounted for. There's never been a recorded public sale of this bill. So most people, including Treasury, think that somehow the outstanding bills were either lost or destroyed. So if one of these would happen to turn up, it would be the most valuable piece of currency in the history of the United States. How my father-in-law?
Old.
Right there, right.
I gotta go. So talk to Ochoa. All right?
Right, babe.
Richard heads over to Rodrigo, who's by the car. Rich is parked on the bend of a narrow road.
Can you wait here?
No, I'm not waiting for your car this time.
Fine. Come on, watch and learn.
Rodrigo closes a gate, following Richard up steps to the porch of a small, dusty, pink-coloured building. Richard checks his watch.
Mrs. Ochoa.
Who are you?
I'm a friend of your husband's. He sent us here to pick up an envelope that he left for us. It's a large yellow envelope on the shelf in the living room under the Chinese jar.
My husband isn't here.
No, I know, but he said even if he wasn't here, that we could pick up the envelope. Can you go, just go look for it, please?
My husband is not in. You can come back
later. Ma'am, I heard you. Whoa. We can't come back later, okay? This is very important. Mr. Ochoa, Roberto, told me to come over here and pick up this envelope.
Roberto, my husband isn't home. So if he's not home, I would like to know why you want to get into the house.
Why don't you stop meddling in your husband's business and listen to me?
No, I can call the police.
Ma'am, I don't want to get in the house.
I can call the police.
Why would you call the police? I just came to pick up something.
Puedo llamar a la policía porque ese hombre no es quien requiere en esta casa llamar a la policía.
Subtitles. Excuse me, we're going now. My brother always gets worked up when we're going to visit our mother. Your brothers. We're half-brothers. He promised our mother we would bring the photos, and that's why he's acting like this. But we're only asking you a favor. Tell your husband that Richard and Brian were here, please. We'll come back for the photos tomorrow. Oh, well. Thank you very much.
No, espere.
No, wait, come here.
Okay.
No, not you. You stay over there.
There are photos for your mother in that envelope. They were beautiful copies that your husband made, that our mother loved very much. The originals got damaged, so your husband copied them. That's why it's so urgent. Where does your mother live? My mother lives in San Juan Capistrano.
San Juan Capistrano?
Sí.
Do you know San Juan Capistrano? Oh, my son's wife is from San Juan Capistrano. Unbelievable. Wow, what a coincidence. I love San Juan. It's one of the most beautiful places there is. Yes, very beautiful. Isn't it true? Give me just 1 second. He goes to Richard.
What? 15%.
30.
Fuck off.
You can't do this without me.
Fuck off. I'll kill you first.
Let's go.
20.
Rodrigo nods.
Minus expenses.
What a coincidence. I love San Juan Capistrano. My mother is always telling us never to move her from San Juan Capistrano because she's always saying where a Gianolo is born, they should also die. It's a phrase she's always repeating. She is family of Father Gianolo. She is his cousin. Since we were children, we knew Father Gianolo, and if Father Gianolo were to come to visit us, the problem is that Richard doesn't speak Spanish. He only speaks English. We don't know who his father is. That's why he's always fighting with Mother. At a restaurant.
Yeah. Hey, hold on a second. Don't get fucking taco sauce all over it.
He puts the certificate in a pocket.
Yeah. What do you got? Mm-hmm. What time? All right. Thanks. So Hannigan's supposed to be at the hotel the rest of the afternoon. They're going to have drinks at 3 o'clock.
How will you get to him?
Richard puts his phone to his ear. At the hotel, Richard and Rodrigo see Hannigan at a bar with several men in suits. They step aside. Richard looks at a newspaper and lifts his elbow, gesturing for Rodrigo to move away.
Hey. Hey.
He gestures come here with a tilt of his head.
Just relax. I'll come.
Putting his drink on the bar, Hannigan heads over. He strides past the pair skulking by a doorway and they follow him. In a washroom, Richard answers his phone.
Hello? Hey. Yeah. Yeah. I'm at the hotel. As soon as I can. Well, I haven't met with him yet. What? Because I know. Because I know. Because he's a collector, that's why.
Hannigan's in a stall.
Rebecca, because he's leaving the country, that's why. It's some bullshit world tax thing. All right. Love you. Jesus.
Oh, your phone's working now?
The guy shoves him.
Fuck.
He's punched him.
I want to know what you're doing in such a nice hotel, Gaddis.
I'm making a sale, straight up.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not.
In the bathroom? You're making a deal in the bathroom, huh?
Richard.
Hey,
wait.
Who the fuck are you? You with him? Is he with you?
Yeah.
Get in here. Come on!
Come
on. What the hell are you two up to?
Hannigan emerges.
This is a police matter. Why don't you step outside?
Excuse me, officer. These gentlemen are here because I called them.
And who are you?
My name's William Hannigan. I'm a guest here at the hotel.
You called them?
That's right, I called them. So why don't you put the gun down, and then we can possibly negotiate another means of resolving the situation.
Well, I'm sure there is. I'll let you know. You come with me.
Richard steps forward.
You two stay put.
In the lobby.
What are you trying to do to me?
You said make it look real.
Yeah, look real. Okay, we gotta go back in. Just take whatever he gives you.
Well, what about my part?
I'll get it to you.
Yeah, you'll get it to me right now.
Richard takes out his wallet and pays him.
By the way, Teddy's looking for you.
I'll see him as soon as this is done.
Well, he's getting tired of leaving messages.
In the washroom, Hannigan staring at Rodrigo as Richard and his accomplice come in. Hannigan eyes Richard and Rodrigo, then pays the plant. He takes the cash, then holds out his hand. Richard shakes his head. Hannigan fixes him with a steely gaze. He gives him more cash.
My pleasure.
Tucking the money in his top pocket, he goes. Hannigan steps close to Richard.
Follow me.
He goes. Richard checks his appearance.
You okay?
Yeah.
Where'd your friend get that gun?
Same place he got his badge and his job.
The duo come in a plush hotel suite with Hannigan and his besuited henchmen.
He told the cop downstairs to get something to show me.
Oh? Who are you? I mean, I heard the name, but who are you?
I'm the person you're tipped off about.
Look, you did us a favor downstairs, which we appreciate, but the truth is, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You got something to say?
No, no. He has peace for me.
What?
He has peace for me?
I'm just about to complete a $7 billion TV deal. I don't have time for these theatrics. Now, if you get something to show me, then show me. If not, there's the door. Fuck off.
Richard takes out a large wallet and gives it to Hannigan. Hannigan takes a copy of the silver certificate from the wallet.
You got time for us now?
Hannigan studies the copy.
You got this?
Yeah.
I want it.
How much?
You come back in 2 hours with the actual bill and then we'll discuss the money.
You want to do this today?
Well, as you may have heard, I have to leave the country.
No, I hadn't heard that. Guess that makes us lucky.
I'll settle for smart.
Sitting on a beige couch, he leans forward, putting the wallet on a coffee table. Richard picks up the wallet and heads out with Rodrigo. Richard's on the phone as Valerie approaches.
What are you doing here?
Don't worry. We're just having a meeting, that's all.
Oh, you're having a meeting?
Yeah.
Your business partners?
Just don't listen to her.
Did he tell you what happened to his last partner, Brian? Make sure he pays you. Richard, don't come back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
I'll call the police.
Yeah, and say what?
Richard, go.
So just talk to my wife about the bill. She'll know what to do, okay?
Richard carries dry cleaning out from a cleaner's and puts it in the trunk of his car. Rodrigo standing by him looking in the trunk and sees suitcases, watches and a mobile phone box. Richard combs his hair.
Hey, listen, I need a favor, man. Can you take me somewhere?
Richard rinses his mouth with water and spits.
Come on.
An old guy's playing pool. Some guys play dominoes. Rodrigo's with a mustachioed man. Subtitles, how are your legs? The same. Tomorrow I will bring you your money. It should be big. Then we can buy you the piano, one that has a nice sound. With these hands of mine, how can I play? Even less if you keep drinking. Rodrigo moves a bottle away. His father sees Richard and nudges his son. Are you working?
Hey.
Be careful. It's okay. What could happen to me? Just be careful. Okay, I'm going. Rodrigo kisses his father's cheek. He picks up the bottle and joins Richard outside.
Is your old man sick or something?
Diabetic.
Insulin, the whole deal?
Yeah.
I'm not big on sick people.
He's diabetic.
I know. I'm just saying, they freak me out.
In the hotel, Rodrigo straightens his shirt cuff.
What did your sister mean?
About what?
You know, about your partners.
What does she know? She's not even in the game, uptight bitch.
And what is this lawsuit thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know? This thing with her and your brother? I was there, man. I heard everything.
My mother died without a will, and my smart-ass sister thinks I shouldn't get anything, so she hired a lawyer. So then I hired a lawyer, and my lawyer's better. Okay?
They step out of a lift. An ornately decorated hallway.
Why did you stop working with Ochoa?
None of your business.
Today I'm your partner, right? So it is my business.
You could say I unilaterally readjusted the dividends, all right?
Oh, so you fucked your partner.
You fucked your partner. Were you there? Listen, Ochoa's an idiot, okay? He's talented, but he's an idiot. And if it was so bad, why would he call me again? Listen, I'm not gonna fuck you on this thing.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And how do I know that?
Because it would be wrong. Focus. Okay?
He goes to a wood door, wipes his mouth, and glances over his shoulder. Hannigan's on the phone.
No, because I'm not happy about my offer being shot. Because they've seen our books. Give them 1 hour. I don't care if we lose it. I'm not prepared to go any higher. And you can tell them that from me. Yeah, well, I want you to tell them in person, but I want you to do it now.
A guy shredding documents. Hannigan goes to Richard and Rodrigo, who are on a couch.
Show me.
Richard opens a case. He takes out the wallet and hands it to Hannigan, who studies the certificate, then passes it to a balding guy.
Check it.
Mr. Hannigan, without a full battery of lab tests, including a spectrographic analysis...
Jeez, I don't have time for this kind of bullshit. You're the expert. Check it over and tell me if it's genuine.
The bespectacled expert takes the certificate from a plastic cover and feels it. He holds it up. Hannigan pours himself a drink. A guy comes over to Hannigan and shows him a document. Richard leans over to whisper in Rodrigo's ear behind his hand. Hannigan stares. Rodrigo shifts uncomfortably in his seat. The expert holds a UV light over the bill. Richard checks his watch. The expert examines the certificate through a small magnifier.
The portrait is lifelike and stands out distinctly. The hairlines and the points on the seals are sharp and even with very well-defined outlines. The background density is accurate and very well blended. My opinion, subject to further testing, is this article is genuine.
Good. Okay. Pay the man.
The expert takes his payment and leaves.
Thank you.
Hannigan sits.
So how much?
Look, I don't know what you guys do for a living, and frankly, I don't care, but one thing is certain. You know fuck all about currency. This thing dropped in on you, so whatever you get tonight is found money. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. We don't know anything about currency. But we know that this is the most valuable piece of paper ever printed by the U.S. Treasury Department. You know, that is, according to our partner at the U.S. Treasury Department.
The men study each other with a fixed gaze.
I'll give you $400,000 for.
What?
No, vámonos de aquí, Richard.
What?
Vámonos de aquí.
What are you doing?
No le vas a regalar el billete al señor si yo no vengo.
Brian, sit down.
No, estoy muy bien aquí parado y espero que nos vayamos ya, por favor.
No.
Esto vale muchísimo.
What are you talking about? Sit down.
No me voy a sentar.
Brian, you're making everybody nervous.
Si
here.
Se lo enseñamos
sit
a alguien más, nos pueden dar mucho dinero. Perdón por ponerlos nerviosos. Nada, muy tranquilo. Nada más que no
Brian,
quiero regalar el
what
billete.
What is he saying?
He wants $750.
Hannigan eyes Rodrigo, stands and sips his drink.
Fine. Come back at 9 o'clock and I'll give you the money.
We got $750,000.
Not yet, we don't.
20%.
Minus expenses.
Bullshit, this is not real. You're gonna fuck me.
This is not real? Give me that.
No.
Come here. Listen, you shouldn't come tonight. I'll do it myself. You're gonna screw it up.
I'm not letting you go by yourself. Do you think I trust you?
Richard heads off with the case he snatched from Rodrigo. They head out of a lift and into the lobby. The expert's watching them leave and follows them. The duo step outside. Richard puts on sunglasses, then takes out his phone and looks at the display.
How did it go?
What?
Did he buy it?
What is it with this guy?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
My cut.
What do you think you're doing? Huh? Are you a fucking clown or something?
Either I get my cut or I tell Hannigan it's a fake. And you and I both know it's a fake.
He takes off his shades.
How much?
Well, 15%.
Fuck you.
I'll tell him. I'll go and tell him it's a fake.
Yeah, tell him, and then you get nothing.
10%.
2.
7.5.
5. All right?
Yes.
Give me an address and a phone number where I can get in touch with you.
How do I know you'll call?
What, do you want a receipt? This is how it's done.
I'm not a thief.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Sorry.
Here's my card. I'm at this number in the mornings.
What time?
8 to 11, except Wednesdays.
Fine. Goodbye. Unfucking believable. Everybody.
How much?
5.
5? We're handing out too many shirts. Where are we going?
Back to my office.
No, I don't want to go back there.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know, but by the time we get there, we'll have to be back. No, I'll meet you back here.
Where are you going?
I don't know, I feel like walking.
Yeah, all right.
In a busy street.
You ever been to prison?
Yeah, juvie.
The first time they got me, I was part of a crew working a merchandise thing, electronics. You know, you rent out a space, you spend a couple months building up relationships with some suppliers. You give them enough real money to keep getting your credit limit raised, you know, and your net extended to 90 days, right? Then once you got a couple companies on the hook, you place these huge orders, you max out your credit, and as soon as the stuff shows up, you sell it for cash and you split. It's a pretty good one, too. Because the suppliers never even see your face, and it's 3 months before they realize what happened. But this guy we had driving the stuff for us, Lance, gets pulled over for driving stone. The cops check the back of the truck, so he gives everybody up.
Motherfucker.
The second time was an insurance thing. I learned my lesson there. Insurance companies don't mess around. The good hands at Allstate will choke you till your fucking eyes pop out. You know, I didn't get messed with too much inside. Got real sick once. Had an operation. Uh-huh. Prison hospital. Never been so scared in my whole life. I mean, think about it. You're a doctor. You go to medical school so you can end up in a prison hospital.
You have a girl?
No.
I can't be without a woman.
A guy grabs the case.
Motherfucker!
They chase him. They run along a road and through a crowd on a pavement. The thief heads past a street market. They speed round a corner. Rodrigo's ahead of Richard. The thief glances back. They dodge traffic. The shaven-headed thief's in an alleyway and hurls the case over a high wire fence. He climbs the fence. The thief picks up the case, which has burst open, then runs off, leaving it as Rodrigo and Richard tear along the alleyway.
Go, go, go.
Richard gives Rodrigo a shove up as he climbs the fence.
Take a briefcase. Sit there.
Rodrigo shakes the case. Richard bows his head. Rodrigo leans against the fence.
Fuck!
They're with Ochoa.
The idea was to wait a few years and then let this one surface. I mean, I don't know, maybe in Europe.
How much?
Aren't you getting a little ahead of yourself, Richard?
What do you mean?
You owe me for the other one.
He's put a certificate in an envelope.
What's his offer?
$750.
$750?
All right. I'll give you 20%. 10 for this one and 10 for the other one.
Well, that's fair. So make it 30 for this dress.
Go fuck yourself.
In cash. Up front. Come back when you have it.
That's too much. I don't have that much up front.
You don't have a choice, Richard. This morning, I didn't have a choice.
They're in Richard's car.
We're fucked, man.
No. Fucked is when you're handcuffed on the pavement. We're 3 hours from $750,000. We're far from fucked.
But we have no money.
Well, I have some money.
Oh, really? You have 225 grand?
No, less. I was gonna sit on it till after the lawsuit.
Oh, your sister, right? The state thing. Another person fucked over.
But she just didn't see the angle, okay?
Otherwise, she would have done it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, you don't know her. She's fucking unhinged. You're following her down a hallway or something, staring at her ass instead of watching her, listening to her voice, boom, you're done.
And where's that money?
Thing is, we're still short. I could get something from my lawyer, plus, you know, my secret stash, plus your 38, that's still only 207 grand.
What?
207.
No, I'm not giving you that money, man.
What are you talking about? You'll have 150 grand.
No way. I'm not giving you my dad's money. I can't. Wait.
Get out. Get the fuck out.
Why?
I'll get the rest myself. Get out. The day's over. Go find another partner. I'm not kidding. Get the fuck out of my car.
Take it easy, man.
You think I planned this whole thing so I could take your lousy 38 grand? Huh? And if you're so worried about it, why didn't you catch the kid with the briefcase? Christ, have you learned anything today? Huh? Have you been paying attention?
Okay, calm down.
Jesus.
It's the money for my dad, okay? What if something goes wrong? They might kill him. You said that.
Well, what if? There's no if. This is happening, okay? We're doing it. We're doing this. Fuck. You're trying to save your daddy? I'm trying to save my own ass. What do you think is calling me all day? Huh? I got everything I have on the line. Everything. Look, this is happening, okay? We're doing this. You gotta believe it. Now we're gonna make the sale and we're gonna get the cash. That's all.
They get back in the car in a quiet urban roadway where Richard's pulled up. They drive by a store in the gloom of twilight, then turn into a garage and park. Rodrigo gets out.
Carlos.
Hola, güey.
Paso. Hey, man. This is Carlos.
Hello.
Subtitles. There's the car. Give me the keys.
The keys?
Carlos gets in the driver's seat. Richard wipes his mouth. I like a Lexus better. It's worth more.
What did he say? Something about a Lexus? It's a $60,000 car, okay?
Tomorrow you can sell it for a higher price. And why don't you sell it? I need the money today. Do me a favor. Ochoa's at home in a vest, taking wads of cash from a case and putting them in a row on a coffee table. He looks up at Richard.
Well, you don't trust me?
In the hotel.
Concierge, this is Valerie speaking. May I help you? No, Richard, it's too late for that. By the lounge, I'll give you 5 minutes and then I'm calling security.
Rodrigo's watching Richard and Valerie. Hannigan goes by with his henchmen.
You can do it.
Richard gives Valerie a hug, nodding she goes. Rodrigo rushes over.
How did it go?
What?
He dropped the lawsuit?
Yeah. Then I have to keep her off my back for a while.
One of Hannigan's men gestures come.
So have you got something going on with the concierge?
She's my sister.
Really? Does she know I'm about to make you a very rich man?
Well, she knows we're working on a deal.
Oh. Now, regards the deal, I really think you should put in something a little extra, like a signing bonus.
What are you talking about?
Valerie. I want to fuck her. I've wanted her since I got here, but I couldn't have her, but now I can. Because of you.
You're kidding me, right?
You get Valerie to bring the Monroe, and you and I still have a deal. But it has to be her. Because I'll accept no one else.
Rodrigo watches the men go, then joins Richard.
What happened?
Rodrigo washes his hands in the washroom.
She won't do it.
Richard's with Valerie.
I already told you, I'm dropping the lawsuit. What more do you want? Just do this, okay, Val? You understand this is huge for me? This is the biggest thing I've ever even gotten close to, please. All you gotta do is bring him the briefcase and, you know, whatever happens after that is up to you.
Valerie stares at him.
Listen, I'm trying to do something here, okay? I'm trying to meet you halfway on this, but if you really want me to drag your ass through court for the next 10 years, and you really want Michael to be a fucking bellhop for the rest of his life, well then just say no, just walk away.
Valerie looks as if struggling for words.
Meet me in the ballroom in 5 minutes.
Richard and Rodrigo are perched on round tables in the ballroom. Michael's come in.
Richard.
Hey.
Michael, I think Richard has something that he needs to say to you.
What's he doing here?
I want you to tell him the truth. I think he has a right to know.
To know what?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good.
Richard, tell him about the lawsuit.
What are you talking about, Valerie?
I'm talking about the truth, Richard. I'm talking about the fucking truth.
He knows the truth, okay? I told you, my lawyer screwed some things up, but...
Richard, if you want me to fuck William Hannigan, I want you to tell him the truth.
What's going on?
Richard, tell him the truth. And I will go with Hannigan. Tell him. That's my price.
Richard shakes his head. He turns away, then looks at his fresh-faced brother.
Mike, I had my lawyer block the estate and submit me as the only heir, so I'd get all the money. I bribed the judge.
The lawyers and taxes? Why?
It's a lot of money, Mike.
A crestfallen Michael clenches his jaw.
And this thing about Hannigan?
Mike, she's a big girl. She knows what she's doing. Just stay out of it.
Michael nods, backs away, and turns to go.
What the fuck are you trying to do? Huh? Are you happy now? Is that what you wanted?
Michael comes in and lunges.
Fuck you.
Michael!
Hey, Mike!
Michael!
Rodrigo's pulled Michael from Richard. Michael goes. He hands Valerie a case.
Make sure the money's all there. Count it.
They walk across the hallway to Hannigan's door.
All right. So just don't let the briefcase out of your sight.
I want 15.
What?
I want 15.
1,000?
No.
Listen, the price was my confessing to Michael. That was the price.
Now it's that. Plus 15%.
Rodrigo steps towards her. Richard holds his hand out to block him.
Val, I can't. That will put me at 70% out. I'd barely be making any money.
Make up your mind. 15%. Or I walk.
She's thrust the case at him. To Rodrigo.
All right. Split it with me. 7.5%.
What?
Come on. I put up my savings, my car. You go half.
No, I'm sorry. It's your sister.
No. I pulled you out of that casino. I let you in. You would have been busted at the fucking casino if it wasn't for me.
To Valerie.
He's doing it. It's okay.
She takes the case and watches the two men head off, then faces Hannigan's door. In a bar.
Listen, don't fall for my sister. I told you, you don't know her. We're lucky it was only 15%.
Rodrigo leans his elbows on the bar, his head propped on his hand.
Hey, you got any credit cards at work?
They come in a hotel room. Richard sits in an armchair. Rodrigo tosses down his jacket, then sits on a bed and takes off his shoes. Rodrigo lies down, hugging a pillow. Richard sits, tapping the arm of a chair. Richard's asleep in the chair. Daylight brightens the room. He stirs and checks his watch. The bed's empty. He looks around the hotel lobby, then finds Rodrigo having coffee at the bar.
What are you doing? Where is she? Did she come down yet?
Nope.
Why don't you wake me?
It's the only time I've seen you happy.
Sure.
Shh. Nurses don't understand.
Mr. Hannigan.
It's a friend at the table. So that's the important one.
Mr. Hannigan. Richard.
Oh, you came to say goodbye. Make sure the Italian's involved.
Do you have the money?
I gave it to your sister. And I'll tell you, I've had some fucks in my time, but she is up there with the best. And make sure the Germans are there.
Hold on. You can't leave. She hasn't come down yet.
What?
We had a deal, okay? She hasn't come down yet. Listen, just give me 5 minutes to make sure it's okay. You can't leave yet.
You're a rich man. You got what you wanted. Be happy.
He gets in a car.
It better all be there!
He watches the driver climb in. In the lobby, Richard rubs his face, paces, and checks his watch. Valerie emerges from the lift. She carries her suit jacket over her arm and thrusts the case at Richard. He finds a check and follows Valerie to the bar.
A check? You accepted a fucking check?
Did you look at it, Richard? It's a check certified by the bank. It's the same as cash.
I know what a certified check is. He didn't have time to do it. We set the price yesterday afternoon.
Well, he had different checks up there for different amounts. He had one for $750, one for $900, one for $1.2 million, so got off cheap.
How do you know?
The hotel is an executive assistant service. We did it for him.
Same as cash.
All right. We have 45 minutes before the bank opens. I gotta make a call.
Clasping a coffee cup, Valerie watches him go. In the lobby, Richard dials. Rodrigo's with Valerie.
It's over.
It'll never be over.
No, I mean, this business.
Yeah, so do I.
How's Michael?
He'll be okay.
In the washroom.
I'm sorry, man.
For what?
You know, I thought you were trying to fuck me.
If I were trying to fuck you, you'd be fucked. Listen, I've been thinking about it. I'm sorry about what my sister pulled in the hallway last night. I'm gonna bring you back up to 20%. What? I can't make a gesture? You did a good job yesterday.
Is that a surprise?
Yeah, well, that's still minus expenses.
Thanks.
To a couple.
That'll be out front.
Thank you.
Come here. I want to talk to you. Come here.
He ushers her aside, gripping her arm.
Listen, Val, Thank you.
She slaps his face. He covers his mouth with his hand, then heads off. Richard's walking along a pavement with Rodrigo.
The Jew's gonna have an aneurysm when he finds out about this. And a new partner on top of it, he's gonna be pissed.
You know what? We should just call this a one-time-only thing, you know? Just split the cash.
What are you talking about?
I don't wanna keep doing this. I just wanna use this money to get myself going.
Look, you'll spend it in 6 months. You'll be back where you started.
Maybe, yeah, but it's my choice.
Fine. Fuck it. Unbelievable.
Hey, wait.
Gene, no. Gene, let me explain, will you? Come on. I just need to go see Teddy, then I'm coming straight to you.
I want my money now, fucker.
Gene has a gun.
Gene, just relax.
Gene's grabbed the empty case.
What the fuck is this, huh? You want to get killed over a fucking check?
What did you do with the money?
I hid it, but I didn't want to risk being robbed again.
Give it to me.
Gene aims the pistol at him.
No. No, if you kill me, there's no money.
Can I kill him?
Gene, please!
Okay, go ahead.
I'll kill him, I will.
Man, shit happens.
Brian! He's a fucking junkie! Just give him the money!
No.
No?
No.
Why?
You said fucking check.
What?
You said check instead of cash.
I didn't say check!
Yes, you fucking did!
I didn't say check.
Yes! You did! You said check! God damn it!
You caught me on short notice. I didn't have time to prepare.
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid sack of shit.
But what about the 50? I need a 50.
Fuck your 50! Get out of here! Now you see why I need you. Huh? Fucking incompetent.
He picks up the case.
What? What? Oh, you're hurt. What's with the raped virgin look, huh? You know what I do for a living. I had a try. What do you expect?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, well... Come on, the bank's already open. Give me the check.
No way. I carry the check.
You give me that check. This is my deal. I'll carry it.
Rodrigo takes the check from his waistband and gives it to him. They come through a revolving glass door into a large bank.
So just find somewhere to wait.
Why?
Because I look like a businessman and you look like a fucking cholo, okay? Just blend in. I'll find you.
He goes to a plump, gray-haired woman at a desk.
Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me. I have a check I need to cash. It's from the bank here.
Smiling, he sits.
Can you wait here just a moment? With a sum this large, I have to clear it with the branch manager.
Oh, sure.
It's just a formality.
Absolutely. I meant to call before I came over, but my office had me all tied up.
No problem.
Yeah.
He leans back in his chair. Rodrigo's at a counter. Richard looks behind him and sees the woman hand the check to a besuited guy at a large desk. Richard takes out his mobile and checks the display. He puts the phone in his pocket.
Excuse me, Mr. Gaddis?
Yes.
I'm Joel Strumpel, the branch manager.
Oh, hi. How do you do?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Would you mind stepping into my office for a moment?
Is there a problem?
It's just a formality.
Oh.
He looks over at Rodrigo, who's gawping, then sees the plump woman with a security guard. Richard gestures to Rodrigo by slowly shaking his head, and Rodrigo goes to the door. A security guard's with Richard.
Sir?
Richard chases down steps outside the bank, followed by guards. One grabs him. Rodrigo watches as Richard's held face down. His hands are cuffed.
Do you have any weapons?
He's brought to his feet and stares over at Rodrigo.
All right, let's take him back to the bank. Bring him in.
Armed guards escort Richard up the steps. Rodrigo heads off, glancing over his shoulder. A roadside pavement distorted through a bus window. Rodrigo looks out of the window at a few people loitering by a street corner, then lowers his gaze. He notices a woman and a plump girl sitting next to each other on the bus and smiling. Brian smiles faintly to himself. Sunlight momentarily streams in through windows. Rodrigo comes in a bar bathed in red light as the bus outside pulls away. He walks the length of the bar, ceiling lights twinkling overhead, then reaches in his pocket as he heads towards a narrow passage leading to a cafe. He lights a cigarette.
Did everything go okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Good.
The certificate's on a table.
Should be careful with that, guys. Might be worth something.
Not a fucking chance. Come on, how did we do? Did it go okay?
Yeah, we did okay.
You were scared.
I was talking to Sequoia Bear. Give us details. We want details.
Okay. Did it run? Yeah. Tell me if it tried to run.
I tried to run.
I told you I was trying to run. Oh, I just wish I would have been there.
Hey, I thought you said you were going to quit smoking.
Yeah.
That says so.
I'm alive.
You! Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Valerie hugs Hannigan, then Rodrigo. She kisses him.
Now I am. The estate is being transferred to me and Michael this morning. Thank you.
I have something for you.
You do?
Yeah. It's very special. It belonged to my grandmother and her mother before her.
It is beautiful.
The ring. She smiles and they kiss. ITFC audio description.